just on record.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so then, is there any other questions then about the budget?
Okay, and you went through the final 16 budget.
Yes, the final, yeah, you guys have the final 16.
Training committee report?
Oh, we need to vote to approve.
Oh, we're not, we don't approve? We'll approve the budget, and the final budget for the fiscal year 2016, correct?
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None being opposed.
Okay, we already did the training committee report. Okay, now to the sort of prosecutors. Appreciate Donna being here.
Donna, you're up.
Yeah, but I just want to reiterate again, Donna has just done some really amazing things this year with trauma response and training. She has been invited back to Dallas. All expenses paid, has been invited to DC. All expenses paid. Just getting, she's going to leave us and become a national expert.
So there's a lot of great things happening in Utah. Not because of me, but I'm just happy to be a part of it. In domestic violence, we've got lethality assessment protocols started. The legislature, last legislature, dedicated $750,000 to create a pilot program for four different communities in Utah to pilot the lethality assessment. And the goal is to have it taken to every place in Utah. That is the goal of the folks in the domestic violence, you know, response community. So that started September 1st, and it's depending on how that goes, it may, the legislature may dedicate more funds to having it throughout the state. So that's very exciting. I'm very happy to be a part of that. And then Mr. Gill and Mr. Nakamura and others, many others, worked together to put together a grant for sexual violence testing of untested kits. $3.4 million was awarded to Utah. They're actually having a meeting today about that we're all missing, but that's very exciting. It involves prosecutors, investigators, the crime lab, every part of the community. And so I'm also, you know, very excited to be a part of that. I'm going to be on the policy group. And also, Mr. Gill, I want you to know I'm available as a resource to your office. I can be, you know, help with motions and things like that and be a second chair, you know, kind of.
Don't worry, we've already got some big plans for you there. So thank you for the volunteer.
But that's very exciting. I mean, we are in a position in Utah where we could actually lead the country on response to sexual violence, which is just phenomenally exciting. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening. So. I don't know how, if anybody wants me to talk about the specifics.
I want to just say one thing. Donna's being very humble, and so she won't say it, so I will. The work that Donna has done and Justin Boardman has done, and there is a great environment here. The trauma-informed stuff, the paradigm shift that's occurring in sexual assault arena, which has been long overdue, in large measure is the work that Donna has done and the information that she's brought. And if you look at even just the trainings provided sheet that's in our materials, that this is a very different field, tenor, and presence than we've historically had. And that's really to attribute it to Donna and her passion for the work, and which is an asset to all of us collectively. So thank you for all your good work. Appreciate it.
I agree.
And who's going to oversee the locality assessment, the effect of that? My curiosity for that is that our department's been doing it for years, thanks to, again, some aggressive.
There are various agencies around the state that have been already working on it. But there's four that are designated as part of the study, the pilot study. UOVC is involved in it, also UDVC. They have a new director at the Domestic Violence Coalition. Jen Oxborough is the new director, and she's done a phenomenal job. You know, they hired a person specifically to oversee the implementation in the four areas. So Yeah, it's under a microscope. I mean, they're being very careful and they're watching everything. I talked to Maggie Bale is the name of the woman who is over the pilot study and she works at UDVC. And I talked to her a couple weeks ago. I talked to her about a week ago. And it started on September 1st in those four areas. And I asked her, well, what percentage of women are being screened in for being high risk? And she said, so far, 100%. And so I think that because it's new, I mean, I think the officers are rightfully being very cautious and making sure that they look hard to see. I think that percentage will go down. but so far, the law enforcement community has been phenomenal in supporting it. So. And I'm going to talk about the lethality assessment later today in one of the breakouts.
I echo that Donna's a little too humble sometimes, but doing really great things. And that's another thing, going off record, isn't it?